So I was watching this documentary the other day, and it was about how this journalist delved into the world of, have you heard of competitive tickling? Have you heard about that?
No. What are you talking about?
Literally, they like kind of like not hold you down, but like they strap you to like a chair or whatever. And the whole thing is to see how long you can last without saying, I give up. People are just tickling the whole time. Well, come to find out, there was a whole like dark underworld of that. And these guys were being promised like, hey, you'll make $1,000, $2,000 if you win. But it was really a person that was like making all these videos for their own personal gain. And then they were like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. So then they were like blackmailing them and like trying to destroy like their lives. This whole person, they were like, yeah, if you don't do this, I'm going to go to your job and say that, you know, you're this way or that way. And I'm going to release all these videos and edit them. And dude, these people were trying to mess these people's lives up. But apparently that's like a real thing, like competitive tickling, or some people have a, desire for that kind of thing. Like it's a weird kind of
fetish.
Yeah. And people were talking about it, and it was like, dude, that's wild. But I was like, competitive tickling, like, no sir.
I've never heard of that one before. Yeah, that's something I wouldn't do very well at. That kind of stuff makes me want to punch people in the face. So I don't know how people be sitting there and just, anyways, I don't know, man. That's a really interesting sounding one. I'll have to watch that one. But one we watched not too long ago was, have you ever seen Chicken People, about like the chicken competitions where it's like a livestock competition, but it's just surrounding chickens, like the nationals and stuff? Man, that stuff goes way deeper than I thought it did, with like they have like a book where they go off of like the standard of like what the chicken should look like down to the T and everything. It's really in depth. And these people definitely are chicken people.
One of my friends' sons, he does pig competitions, and she tells me all about the politics of it and everything. And it's crazy stuff, but very interesting stuff. I'm Chris.
And I'm Micah.
And you're listening to the Donut Boss Podcast. Well, man, we're on season 3, episode 34. We are more than halfway done with season 3 and on our way to season 4. And I was telling you earlier, I was like, man, we're on our 138th episode total. That's like 138 episodes. I'm like, just yesterday we were doing the first one.
Yeah, we were doing the first one, and it was like, man, what are we going to do for 50? What are we going to do for 75? And then it's like, oh, we're not doing nothing for 75. And then it's like, what are we doing for 100? That's what I was thinking about, because Chris even mentioned, like, what are we doing for 150? And I'm going, we were just at 100. What happened? Man, time flies. But hey,
we hope all of you guys are having a wonderful week. We hope that summer isn't too hot for the rest of you listeners around the world. Summer is coming to an end, and I have to say, summer is one of my least favorite times.
Coming to an end? What you talking about, man? It's just heating up. I feel like we're just now being able to get, I mean, it's just getting to the point now where you're frying eggs on sidewalks, and it's going to stay there for a bit.
Not like the season, but like the summertime, like back to school is almost here. You know what I mean?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
That's what I mean.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, summer always went a little too quick when you were in school. That's what I'm saying.
Someone asked me the other day, what was your favorite childhood memory for the summer? I just told him, like, going to Micah's house and just hanging out, because we would hang out all day. And Micah's told you before that he was like a latchkey kid, so his parents were always at work. So we would just hang out, we would watch TV, we would make food, and we would just plan crazy ideas for videos back when YouTube was there for just posting. So those are some of my fondest summertime memories, just hanging out at your house.
Yeah, for sure. And then I do remember, this is how bored we were too. I also remember sometimes when we figured out, okay, we could call each other during the day and parents won't know until they started getting the bill, and then we couldn't do that no more. But I remember it'd be like watching the People's Court or something. It'd be like, you see that case where that one lady hit her with the fried chicken? It's like, yeah, I did see that. And we'd be talking about stuff that happened on TV, things like that. I do. It was, what else are you going
to
do?
Welcome to the Donut Box Podcast. We are going to kick off the show with our first donut, which is the old-fashioned donut. And that's a story from our past. Now, we told this story in the second episode that we did, but we were like, this is a favorite of ours to tell. And so we wanted to retell it. And I was like, we told that story almost 3 years ago. And I feel like it's time to retell it because I tell that people the story all the time. I use it in illustrations when I'm teaching on Sundays to kids about how to have self-control. So, Micah, I'm going to let you kick the story off.
First and foremost, I never thought that this was going to be a teaching principle to a bunch of children from a children's pastor. But, hey, there's that. Two, I just want to say this. I haven't watched this movie in a very long time, and I actually watched The Fast and the Furious today. And I remembered, you know, based on this story, because we drank a bunch of energy drinks, right? And I remember Fast and Furious, NOS was everywhere. And I remember when the energy drink came out, I was super excited. Like, man, NOS the energy drink, it's really going to pump you up. And bro, did it. Our church was going to go on a particular Six Flags trip. A little bit of politicking before the trip that happened. There was a little bit of a problem, so to say, that some people had because it was supposed to be like Six Flags Pride Day. Or like LGBTQ Pride Day or whatever you want to call it. Back then it wasn't called that. It was just like Pride Day or I don't remember what exactly the verbiage was. But our church had scheduled like this whole trip over there. And I remember a lot of parents were upset. A lot of kids got pulled out of the trip, things like that. We even had to attend a meeting where Chris and I got in trouble because we were in the back. And we were like laughing because it wasn't that big of a deal. And they were like really drumming this thing up. Like it really wasn't that big of a deal. And we were cracking up and doing it. Anyways.
Well, they called every single person that had signed up for the trip individually. And they were like, do you still want to go? We understand if you don't want to go because we accidentally scheduled our trip on Pride Day. And I said, well, the roller coasters are still going to go. And I love riding roller coasters. So it'll be okay. Yeah, I'm still in.
Yeah, for sure. And and I think the other part about it was it was like on an off day anyways. It was like September on a weekend. Like it wasn't even that big of a deal. It probably wasn't even going to be that many people. And so it was just like it was goofy. Anyways, so we decide because, you know, we're all piled into the church fans and we're going over going to Atlanta. And I just remember telling Chris and this was our big like I call it the Taco Bell and NOS era. Because it was like we were eating lots of Taco Bell. Don't know how we did that. We were drinking lots of NOS energy drinks. And I remember there was a gas station like right up the road from the church. And that's where you go and load up on all your stuff, right? And the Taco Bell was like right there too. So and I remember before we set off, we were like, we're getting some Taco Bell and we're getting some NOS. And the biggest thing that we were going to do is we're like, we're staying up this trip. And so we're going to get a six pack of NOS a piece and we're both going to chug six of them a piece.
No, we didn't decide to chug six of them in one sitting at first. We were like, what happened was, I know what happened. We went into the gas station and they had a deal on the energy drinks. And I think it was like,
yeah, they had
three
a special. It was
three for two,
three for something.
It was three for two.
Yeah, that's what it was, because it was like, yeah, you're right, because that's why we got six of them.
Yeah, because we were like, oh, it's $4. Like, let's go ahead and get six of them, because you had to buy all three to get the deal. So we were like, let's go ahead, that's $4. And so we were like, okay, so we were sitting in the back of the bus, and we were just hanging out, and somebody was like, you guys got six energy drinks apiece, and we were like, yeah, and I don't remember who said it. But I feel like the reason why we did this is because somebody challenged us and said, you're not going to drink all six of those. And I just remember being like, oh, yeah, well, I'll drink all six right now. And they're like, you won't do it. I said, bet. We're going to do it.
I just remember the whole thing is like, we're going to drink all six and we're going to stay up most of the trip, if not all of the trip. Like, we're going to just stay up. My farcical mind thought that, you know, it's like we left on a Friday and we were going to stay up the whole time, right? So, till we come back on Sunday. So we chugged all six. How long did it take you to start feeling a little funny?
I think by the fourth one, I started feeling a little funny, for sure. And I was like, well, I said I was going to drink all six. And my dad told me to keep my word. So I said, I ain't no punk. said, "Mama ain't raised no fool, so I'm gonna drink all six of these." So we drank all six, and I thank the Lord.
If you think I wasn't gonna drink all six, if he was gonna drink all six, ain't no way I'm not drinking all six.
Yeah, Micah had to be like, "Yeah, I ain't gonna punk out. Like, I can't look bad in front of my friend. I can't let my friend show me up." I thank the Lord that he did not, that he watched over us, and that our hearts did not explode out of our chest. I thank the Lord for that.
It felt like it was going to happen. I mean, there were several times, like, I remember even on the bus, like, think about this. This couldn't even have been that long because it was a 2.5 hour bus ride, and we drank all of them. And I remember at one point the bus is like, "Man, I've never thought about maybe we should go to the hospital, but I'm starting to think that maybe a hospital is a good choice at this point," because it was this really, really, really weird feeling. Like, it's a really strange feeling. Like, I mean,
it was almost like an out of body experience. Like, I was there, but like mentally I was not there. And I started to feel fine. Like, I was feeling kind of okay while we were on the bus, but like they were stopping for lunch, and I remember like, they were like, "Okay, we're going to go stop at Taco Bell." And we were like, "Oh, well, maybe if we eat something, maybe we'll feel better. Like, that'll be good." Oh, man. I didn't start feeling worse until after I ate Taco Bell. I ate Taco Bell, and then I was like, "Oh, dude, I'm feeling horrible." Because we left in the afternoon, and we didn't get there till like later on in the night. And we were going to have church service in the hotel conference center.
Which was the weirdest thing in the world. Think about like it's not weird, but at the same time, a bunch of youth people dancing and doing all this stuff and worshiping, like, kind of crazy. And this was a nicer hotel. This was a pretty nicer hotel too.
But they were gonna have like a whole church service, and in there, and really the whole thing of the church service, the sermon was gonna be about like what we were about to experience at Six Flags and how we need to like love people, but sin is still sin. And like, I'm like, dude, like, honest, I understand like from a youth pastor standpoint, like he had to address it, but I feel like there was a better way for him to address it, because he made it like into like an hour talk. And I'm like, dude, if you would have just addressed it maybe 5-10 minutes, like,
it was really drummed up too. Like, it wasn't just simple stuff, it was really, really drummed up and made like, this could be a big deal. And I mean, granted, we didn't know what we were going to see, but at the same time, like, they made it out like, "Oh man, like, yeah, it was wild the way that they drummed it up."
But really and truly, like, it should have been our parents that would have had that conversation with us, like, "Hey, this is what you might see, like this and that." But anyways, so we're in the middle of church service, and me and Mike are just feeling like, "Oh dude, like, we're about to be sick and throw up." So we're like, "Is there medicine anywhere?" So we go to the hotel like front desk, and we're like, "Do you have like Pepto or something?" And we tell our small group leader, because we're both like 17, 18 at the time, we tell our small group leader, "Hey, like, can we go get medicine, because we don't feel so good." I was like, "I need to go to the bathroom, like, I don't feel good at all." And he was like, "Yeah, I'll go with you guys." And I was just like, "Okay, cool deal." And I think he secretly didn't want to be in the service either, because he let us go back to our room. And after I took the Pepto-Bismol and like went to the bathroom, I know that's TMI, but I felt better. I felt a lot better.
Yeah, heck yeah. I just remember it being like, he hung out with us, and it was like taking turns, like back and forth, because both of us were sick as mess. Bro, that NASA Taco Bell, it did not do good. It was not good.
But we obviously had to feel better, because we went back down for the rest of the church service, and we helped like clean up, didn't we?
Well, clean up afterwards.
So we had to
but at the same
feel
time,
better.
Is this bad? But it's like, it's also kind of that church, I wouldn't say church trauma, but it's also like that, there was an expectation. It was like, that's also why he came up there with us, is like, "Oh, you ain't gonna get out of like helping afterwards too." It was like the, "Oh yeah, we gonna make sure you get good so we can you can help out afterwards." Because think about it, we were workhorses. We cleaned up a lot of stuff.
Well, we went downstairs and we helped clean up, and I feel bad because I don't know why my dumb behind. Again, I was 17, but this was the time where I was in my police officer phase, and like, I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna pretend like I'm gonna clear the elevator." and I like stood in the elevator and I put my hand like it was a gun.
And hold on, no. I also have to say this too. It wasn't like the normal passenger elevator. This was like the service elevator for like, we were in the back of the hotel. We were like loading up because the church band, part of them had like come from Augusta 2.5 hours out with like all their equipment. So like we were loading up all their equipment on like a back cargo bay in the back of the hotel. So this is like a service elevator with employees.
That's true. So the door opens. I yell, "Get down on the ground!" And this lady, like this little, she wasn't old, but this little lady, she was like, "Oh my gosh!" And like expletive, and she like jumped, and I scared her, and she was like, "Don't be scaring people like that." And I was like, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry." I felt bad because I didn't think there was gonna be anybody on the cargo elevator because it was a cargo elevator. Like I ain't seen nobody. Like there, chances are there wasn't gonna be anybody on it. So I was like, "I'm just gonna clear this elevator." Like I'm a police officer, and she wasn't mad, but I could tell I scared her a little bit.
Oh, you scared the mess out of her. Oh, it was so great. I just remember I couldn't stop laughing. Like, I just remember the whole way down or up the elevator. I don't remember which direction we were going. I was just laughing and just couldn't stop. It was so great. It was fantastic.
So we went to Six Flags the next day. We rode all the rides. We told you guys about our foolproof method to work the system of Six Flags. So we were enacting that method, and we had a person tag along who we were like, "Okay, yeah, you ain't got nobody to hang out with. We'll hang out with you." And honestly, during Six Flags, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was Pride Day, but, like, I don't think I saw, like, anything that was, like, shocking.
We saw, like, 2 or 3 people that had, like, rainbow-themed stuff, and then I think we saw, like, 1 couple. But at the same time, it wasn't like they were being overly... I think I've seen more LGBTQ activity in normal days at Six Flags, like just standing in line on other days at Six Flags that I went where it was busy, than we did that day.
Yeah, I didn't really see any.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, I mean, for the most part, again, it was like September on a Saturday, like ain't nobody at Six Flags. Like they're just a few weeks from shutting down. Like, there wasn't nobody there. It was pretty much our church group and a few other people. Like, it wasn't that many people.
And that's why we got to ride all the rides. And I remember getting back on the bus, and people be like, "Oh, I didn't get to ride this ride. I didn't get to ride that ride." And we were like, "We got to ride every ride, and some rides twice."
Yeah, and you know what? Again, we're not going to tell you. You'll have to go back and listen to the other episodes for the foolproof method. But, summer tip. Don't go for the water rides any other time besides when the park opens up. Like, I'm telling you, because when it gets hot, everybody's like, "Oh, let's do the log ride." And you're going to be waiting 2.5 hours for 1 drop and a sploosh. And you're going to go, "Man, I'm not exactly happy with all that." Like, I promise, we've all been there. Y'all want to cool off. Should I have described that differently?
It was fun. And we rode back. We didn't drink any energy drinks. And now to this day, even just the smell of NOS energy drinks will make me sick. And so, even if I just look at one, I'm like...
Ew. I've tried since then. It does upset my stomach. And then not just that, but NOS just makes you jittery, man. It makes you so daggum jittery. It's not a good feeling. 6 of them was definitely not a good feeling.
This would be the time where we would like to thank our sponsors, NOS. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Could you imagine if they were like, "Hey, we want to sponsor you"?
Either that, or would it be a rival company? It's just like, I don't know, just because this one's top of my head.
Red Bull?
Like,
Red Bull can sponsor me all day.
It's just like, this segment brought to you by Rockstar. Is Rockstar still a thing?
Yes, it's still a thing, but I don't really see that many people drinking them, to be honest with you.
I've never seen that many people drinking them. Like, I've always thought, how do you stay in business? But I don't know.
Talking about this now, it really makes me want to drink a NOS and be like, is it going to mess up my stomach? Like, I just want to drink one right
this
now.
This sounds like a YouTube video idea.
Yeah, that's like a great YouTube video idea.
It's like, you know what? Will NOS screw us up now? Will Taco Bell screw us up?
Taco Bell, no, thank you. I'll pass. Hard pass on that.
Wait. You would do NOS, but not Taco Bell. See, for me, it's right the opposite. I'd be more willing to try Taco Bell, and I think I'd take my chances with that over NOS.
We're going to move into our next segment. What is our next segment? Is it the jelly donut, or is it something else?
Man, it is the jelly donut. Who is that private pile? Sir, jelly donut, sir! I don't know. We're going to say it again. Love Reddit. Gotta love Reddit. So this time, it is about arrest stories, but it is from police officers. So the police officers of Reddit have spoken, and they have talked about the funniest arrest stories that they have made while on the job. You ready for the first one? So this first one was a military cop. So he was an MP. And so nobody got arrested in this one, but basically the MPs were having to be called to deal in with stray animals and like wildlife enforcement in barracks and things like that. So one day, one of the busiest roads on the base was completely blocked because a snapping turtle took up residence in the middle of the road and refused to move for anybody. So one of the military police officers used a nightstick to push the turtle off the road. And just as they got into the grass, this huge snapping turtle shoots his neck out at lightning speeds, grabs the nightstick out of the cop's hand, and starts waddling off to the woods. And then 2 seconds later, they hear the squad leader key up the microphone. Be advised, the suspect is now armed and attempting to flee. And apparently, they couldn't get the baton back. He went into the water over there and, like, swam away.
That's wild. So are turtles really, like, quickly fast, I guess, then, when they need to be, or what?
Dude, snapping turtles, I guess. But, listen, they probably just didn't chase it. They're like, oh, it's going down the ravine towards the water as long as it's off the road. But
some
I guess
of them
he didn't
snapping
want his baton back.
Huge. Like, they're big.
That's what I'm
big.
Saying.
Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to mess with those things.
Another story from my childhood. Bro, I don't know if you've ever caught one, like, while fishing. Dude, they're pretty gnarly to catch while you're fishing. I caught one at Clark's Hill one time at the lake. Oh, my gosh. I wanted my lure back, but it was like, man, I don't want to lose my finger for it. Anyways, all right, so this one, I got called for a loud house party. They showed up and contacted with the resident of the home and advised them. And so they were advised that they're well aware that there are underage kids that were drinking at the party. They told them to sober up and kick everybody out. And if they get another call to the area, basically they would have to arrest everybody. The cop leaves. Then he gets a call over the radio that there's a fight on the front lawn. Like at the residence. So he goes back. And so at this point, he calls back up. And when he gets there, they're all interviewing all the parties involved out front. They're walking around looking for all stragglers and everything. So the back door comes flying wide open, and half a dozen kids start running out of the house. And apparently, what ended up happening at that point was, two people went off on foot. So basically, they all scattered like cockroaches. He was only able to catch two of them, but they all had to come back because two cars were blocked in the driveway. So like they hid their cars in the driveway. So they pretty much just left their cars in the driveway. And so the cops just knew all we got to do is wait. They got to come back for their cars. That's another tip for you kids. If you're going to be in a house party, don't park in the driveway. Park a little bit away. So this lady says, sometimes I get bored and listen to the dispatch radio for my county. And apparently out in the middle of nowhere. One day, they started saying something like, suspect took a right down 3rd Street. I thought there might be a chance that was my street. So I ran downstairs to my front porch to witness a car chase. And a few minutes passed. When I'm about to give up, I hear sirens once again, and about a minute later, I see a guy in boxers on a horse going down the street being followed by a couple officers on a foot and a car. Turns out there was a drug house that was disguised as a farm where a guy breeds horses, and so a guy hopped on a horse during a drug raid, and they were chasing him out.
Dang, he was trying to exit Red Dead Redemption style, huh? He's trying to get on his...
Apparently, when this guy was hanging out with two police officers while they were volunteering at this drug-free event, so like, I guess, DARE or something like that, they told a story about the guy who thought he was arresting Brad Pitt. According to the story, the guy thought he was arresting Brad Pitt for a DUI pullover and thought that Brad Pitt just had a fake ID. And so what ends up happening is they pull him out of the car and they proceed to arrest him. Once the cop gets in, he's bragging to the other cop saying that he's going to get a raise and everything and be on TV because he arrested Brad Pitt tonight. Come to find out, it was not Brad Pitt. It was just some guy who was definitely not Brad Pitt. Like, it just was, he looked kind of like him, but was not Brad Pitt. And so apparently this guy was so embarrassed by that, that he left town.
Yeah, I would leave town too. Number one, like, you gotta make sure that's who it is before you go around bragging about that. Number two, even if you did arrest Brad Pitt, you're not gonna get on TV. Like, the news will break that he got a DUI, but you're not gonna get a raise. More than likely, they're gonna get Brad Pitt off. So they're gonna be like, oh yeah, like, just sweep it under the rug. Like, that guy was, I don't know, he sounds a little delusional.
Yeah, he sounded pretty wild. But I mean, it sounds like a kind of a small town situation too, so you never know how this one is. All right, so the next cop here, he was driving and he comes across a car that was swerving all over the road, and obviously something's up, so they pull him over. It was a lady, and she said that the first thing that they notice about her is that she was definitely high. Like, pot smoke was basically pouring out of the windows, eyes narrowed, and they were just really high. And so the officer asked him to step out of the car, and she can't because she's a paraplegic. And so it's like, that's what they keep telling him. It's like, I can't get out of the car, I'm a paraplegic. And so what ended up happening was they had to full on call for backup so that they could get this person out of the car into their wheelchair so that they can arrest them, get a proper vehicle to load them into the car, and then take them to jail. All for that.
Oh my gosh, no way. If they're were they driving? They weren't driving, were they?
Yeah. Apparently they were driving.
So how do they?
They have hand controls. That's what it says. It says it's like a car. Oh, that's the other part of the story I should keep reading here. So the last part here is the whole problem was, too, the car was not meant for paraplegics, like having hand controls. Turns out she decided to take a broom handle and basically use that for gas and brake pedals. And also they were driving on a suspended license as well on top of all of that.
Dang, that's a lot of work. It's like, ma'am, step out of the vehicle. It's like, I can't. It's like, you can't or you won't.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Dude.
But see, my question,
like, I'm not making fun of paraplegics, but that's got to be a lot of like work. And that's definitely an interesting story for sure.
I don't know. Reddit's also interesting. It also makes you wonder how many of these people are just like making up some crazy stories. Who knows? So there was one guy, he had to deal with a kid who was on a really high dose of PCP. So for those of you who don't know, angel dust, and it's not good stuff. Don't ever do it. So apparently he had assaulted the man on a sidewalk with the pool cue already to this point. So when we got there, we asked him to put the pool cue down, and he said, "You know not what this is. This is a wabajack. I retrieved it from Pegasus the Mad." And then he claimed that he was from the Archimedes College of Winterhood at a level 100 destruction wizard, and that he could cast the Firestorm for half magicka. And if we tried to disarm him, then the strangest thing would happen. And when we asked him to explain what would happen, he said, "Fus Ruda," and tried to come at me and my partner, in which we knocked him down and arrested him, pretty much.
He said, "Don't mess with me. I got the power of God and enemy on my side." Boy.
Yeah, and he's, "Fasruta!" And he went after him.
It's
with
like,
the
what
pool
are you,
cue.
Five?
Apparently, he did get a shot on this officer. He said it knocked the wind right out of me, but we got him on the ground. It's like, that's pretty crazy.
Gotta love Reddit.
Yeah, you gotta love Reddit. And, I mean, police officers, they got to deal with some stuff, man. I'm telling you, it's pretty wild. Wild stuff.
Wild stuff. Well, let's move on to the next segment, which is the donut hole.
Well, man, you know what we're going to do this week? We are going to be talking about your old town that you be living in right now. We're having a quiz. I know you love quizzes.
Oh, yeah. I love quizzes.
How much do you know about Lubbock, Texas?
I know a good bit. But as far as like the history and all that stuff, I'm not sure, man. But hopefully it all works out. So we'll see.
Okay, so the first one is a real, real easy one, right? Like, this one's a real easy question. What region of Texas is Lubbock in?
The Panhandle.
Yeah, okay. There you go. You could already, you already knew.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to ask for West Texas or if you were going to say the Panhandle.
I would say something else if it. This one's another softball easy one here. What Division I university calls Lubbock home? Do I even need to say the options?
Texas A&M. No, I'm just kidding. Texas Tech. Texas Tech.
Yeah, there you go.
Red Raider. Hey there, Red Raiders. This is head football coach Joey McGuire.
Talking to you about your season tickets. Who is Lubbock's most famous son? This is how they describe it.
Buddy Holly?
Yeah, there you go. All right, who else hails from Lubbock? And I can give you these options here. Is it A, Willie Nelson, B, Mac Davis, C, Glenn Campbell, or D, Kenny Rogers?
Mac Davis.
Yeah, it is.
This is bad, but I don't even know who Mac Davis is.
I just know there's a street after him. What happened in Lubbock, Texas on May 11th, 1970 that caused 26 fatalities? Was it A, a flash flood? Was it B, a earthquake? Or C, a tornado?
C, a tornado.
Pretty much flattened the town.
I was like, there's no way it was a flash flood because we're in the desert. We don't. I mean, we get rain, but like not flash flooding.
Is cotton the number one crop in Lubbock? Is that true or false? Is cotton the number one crop?
I feel like that's true, but I also feel like you're trying to get me a trick question.
No, that's true. Here's one that's a little bit harder. In 2009, Lubbock voters approved a measure that would allow packaged alcohol sales in the city limits for the first time. So, like, basically, Lubbock finally went to being a wet county in 2009. Is that true or false?
That's true.
That is true.
Because there are parts of, so in Post, Texas, which is 30 minutes out, half of it is a wet, like I guess a wet part of town, and the other half is a dry part of town. So you can only like buy alcohol in certain parts of town in Post, even though it's a very tiny town.
Yeah, a lot of those little towns around there are kind of like that too. All right, so the Lubbock Lake Landmark is the oldest and largest archaeological area in the U.S. It contains traces of ancient people and extinct animals from 12,000 years ago from the Clovis period. Is that true or false?
I feel like that's true.
That is actually false. So it does contain traces of ancient people and animals, but at the same time, it's not the oldest and largest, and it's also from different time period and all sorts of stuff. So that was a hard one, though. I feel like only if you've been there and toured it a bunch would you know that. What year did the Lady Raiders, so the basketball team for Texas Tech, win their first NCAA basketball championship? Was that in 1995, in 1992, in 1993, or was that 1994?
95.
It was actually in 93.
Shows you how much I know about women's basketball. Not much.
And it was Marcia Sharp.
Oh, yeah. Good old Marcia. I'll save my joke for later.
And then, so we just got a few more. So Lubbockite Natalie Maines, I don't know if you've ever heard of her, is the lead...
I don't even know who that is, bro. I don't know them like that.
Is the lead singer of what group? A, the Dixie Chicks, B, She Daisy, C, Destiny's Child, or D, No Doubt?
I feel like it's the Dixie Chicks.
It is the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, I was like, Destiny's Child, Beyonce's from Lubbock.
Nah. All right, so here's the last few. So which Lubbock fact is true out of this list here? Lubbock County has the most chain restaurants per square mile in the country. Lubbock County has the largest number of pump jacks per square mile in the state, so state of Texas. C, the South Plains Mall, so the mall that's in Lubbock, has the largest acreage of any mall in the state. Or D, United Supermarkets Arena is the smallest college basketball arena in the state.
Ooh, I feel like it's either A or D. I would probably say A.
Ooh, it's actually wrong. It's actually C. It's the South Plains Mall has the largest acreage of any mall in the state. And that includes, like, parking lot and everything. It's got the largest area.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I didn't know that either, but when I was looking up the facts, that was one of them. Yeah, you can look it up.
No way.
Isn't that pretty wild? I mean, not the building itself, but it's, like, on the largest land acreage of any of the malls.
They need to do something, because it ain't nothing, bro. It's a horrible mall.
Yeah, it ain't popping very well right now. All right. So, what animal is their official town... or an official town of in one of Lubbock's parks? Is it A, armadillos, B, squirrels, C, desert turtles, or D, prairie dogs?
It's the prairie dogs. You can go to the prairie dog town.
Did you know that's an official town? Like, it's, like, listed as an official town? It's a, and apparently it's the only animal, like, town in the world that is, like, an official town. All right, we just got a few more here. What Lubbock, what does Lubbock have a secret reputation of producing? Is it A, well, yeah, there's that. Is it A, musician, B, hackers, C, athletes, or D, pilots?
I would say pilots. Maybe it's pilots, because I think about Reese Air Force Base.
Actually, no. Believe it or not, it's hackers. So, so one of the major hacker groups from the late 90s, early 2000s, the Cult of the Dead Cow, actually started in Lubbock, Texas, believe it or not. Think about it, man. Everybody's bored up there in the dirt. What else are you going to do besides hack stuff, right? All right, so this one's pretty easy, this last one here. But who do Lubbockites worship the most? Is it A, Buddy Holly, B, Mac Davis, C, Jill Goodacre, or D, Patrick Mahomes?
I feel like that's relative.
Hey, listen, you know who they worship.
Patrick Mahomes. Did you just throw that in there for your own personal amusement?
Yep, so you had to say it because you all know. I mean, we love, we know who. I mean, that's like Lubbock's native son 2.0. The moment he gets into the Hall of Fame, they're going to build him a building. Mark my words, there's going to be something on tech building-wise named after him or something.
They, that is their religion, is what they worship, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, think about this, bro. Texas Tech, they did like a whole ad campaign up there where they had like Texas Tech banners and stuff at the Chiefs game, and I'm going, I don't understand the marketing, and I don't know. Now they did a whole thing with Patrick Mahomes and Adidas now, too, Texas Tech did. So it's like, I'm telling you, they be loving them. But anyways, I know that fries your donuts. I know there's got to be other things that fry your donuts, too. What's going on this week? What fries your donuts?
I think we're going to skip what fries my donuts this week because the topic I want to talk about, I think it may be a whole episode.
A what fries my donut episode, huh?
Yeah, cause it's pretty in depth. It's a pretty serious one. It's about narcissists and their behavior. We don't have time to talk about all that, cause I could go on a rabbit trail.
Yeah, we can skip it. And we can move on to improv if we want to do that.
Yeah, I want to keep it on a happier note.
So you know what? Let's go ahead and skip on to the mystery. Sorry, the mystery donut, which is our improv segment, and Chris. It's some of my favorite things to do, or I can't say some. My favorite thing, or one of my favorite games, I should say. Yeah, precise language. One of my favorite games to play is Fortunately, Unfortunately. And Chris, I think that's what we're doing today. Fortunately, Unfortunately.
The first scenario, so we'll do three. And you can do the Fortunately, and I'll do the Unfortunately for this first one. So the first scenario is, since we were talking about the hotel in the old-fashioned donut, at a hotel.
Fortunately, I haven't had any problems with my room so far.
Unfortunately, you're going to have charges on your card. That deposit, you're never going to get it back.
Fortunately, I booked through a third party, hotels.com, so all I have to do is call them and they'll set it right.
Unfortunately, it's going to get 7 to 10 business days for it to be reflected in your account.
Fortunately, I have a good bank, so typically when it says that, it comes early.
Unfortunately, they forgot to clean the bathroom.
Fortunately, maids come around every single day, so I'll just not put my do not disturb on and make sure they clean it.
Unfortunately, due to budget cutbacks, they don't have as many maids, so they're gonna have to do the room service every 3 days.
Fortunately, they gave me a comp room for 3 nights, so I'm actually doing all this for free.
Unfortunately, you decided that you wanted to eat the peanuts at the mini bar, so now you're going to have a $200 charge on your...
Fortunately, those peanuts are really good and worth $200 in my mind, so it's not a real problem.
Unfortunately, your wife's not going to be happy when you get home for spending $200 on peanuts.
And you know what I'm going to tell my wife? These nuts is why I spent $200. Okay.
Boom. Got him. Got him. All right, what's the next scenario?
I know I'm kind of recent to this. I had to do this here lately, but shopping for glasses or like at the eyeglass shop.
Oh, at the eye doctor or something? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Eye doctor and eyeglass shop is all the same thing nowadays, right? For the most part.
Fortunately, at Stanton Optical, I can get two pairs for $79 and a free eye exam.
Unfortunately, that deal doesn't exist anymore as of the 31st.
Fortunately, it's okay because I'm under the grandfather system, so they're going to honor my commitment.
Unfortunately, you're not 55 plus, so you don't. You're not in for the grandfather system.
Fortunately, it doesn't matter if I'm a grandfather or over 55. The fact that I made the commitment still allows me to get the deal.
Unfortunately, Stanton Optical just went bankrupt. Chapter 11, just yesterday. So now they're shutting down all their locations.
Fortunately, I went ahead and got my eye exam and the prescription so I can take it to any other place to get glasses.
Unfortunately, you live in Lubbock, Texas, and they haven't delivered glasses up there for the last 3 months because they're waiting on the trucks.
Fortunately, it's okay because I want to see my good old buddy Micah down in Central Texas. So I'm going to drive down there.
Oh, okay. Unfortunately, because your glasses are bad and you can't see, you're in an accident and can't quite get there, and now you don't have an eyeglass shop to go to because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Fortunately, I wanted a new car anyway, so it all works out.
Unfortunately, there's still nothing around for miles, and it's in the Texas summer.
Fortunately, God works all things together for my good and His glory, so I'm going to be okay.
Okay, how am I supposed to beat God in that situation?
It's like when you play rock, paper, scissors, and people are like, God, dynamite.
It's like, how in the heck am I supposed to beat that? What am I supposed to say?
Exactly. I just remember it would always escalate to God. That's what it would. It would always escalate to that.
Yeah, it's just, and especially because people would get pissed off because they'd be losing.
All right, well, we can do one more. How about roasting s'mores at a campfire?
Fortunately, they make these nice little s'more roasters, so I don't even have to do the layers anymore. I can cook it all in one piece.
Unfortunately, they forgot to put marshmallows in your...
Fortunately, I kept it handy in my fishing tackle box this whole entire time, so we could just use those instead.
Unfortunately, now your s'mores are going to taste and smell like fish
Fortunately,
guts.
I put them in there here very recently, and luckily I haven't caught any fish on this trip.
Unfortunately, you haven't caught any fish on this trip, so we're going to starve.
Fortunately, again, we're having the marshmallows, so at least we have a little something.
Unfortunately, that's going to last about probably 2 hours, and then we're going to be hungry again.
Fortunately, I'm not Bobby Brown, so it doesn't matter. I don't know where that was going, but you know what? Marshmallows.
Yeah, I don't know how you got Bobby Brown into that. What are you doing? What are you watching over there, dog? You got MTV on in the background or something?
It was about to be a really hard joke, and I stopped myself. So
Hey, I'm proud of you. It made it to the filter. I'm proud of you.
Somehow, some way, it was about to be really. It was about to be a Whitney Houston joke, and we can't go there. Not right now. Anyways, I guess we're good.
We are gonna move into our last segment, which is our positive advice. And I think it's my turn to go first this week. I don't remember. But just know that with job situations and all that stuff, always remember to put you and your family first. I know. Is you want to work hard at a job, and sometimes you can end up in cultures where it's all about work. But at the end of the day, and Micah tells me this all the time, he says, if you leave, they're always going to get someone to replace you. In 2 months, someone else will be doing the same job that you're doing. So take the vacation, take the personal time off. Of course, now don't be lazy and don't like not ever work, because then that can be a problem too. But don't let work come before family. And so you always want to make sure you have that family time and take your lunch breaks. They're there for a reason and a purpose. I know some people, they're like, I'm just going to work through my lunch break. And if that's what you want to do, cool. But like, take your lunch break, take your PTO, take your vacation time. It's okay to have work life balance. So
yeah, for sure. And mine for this week consistency is key. I know we've talked about that a lot. I mean, it's good to be very consistent, and that's why we found it very important to, you know, keep the podcast going each and every week and make sure that it comes out each and every week. Not saying that, but it's just, it's great to be consistent, and consistency pays off over time, even if it's slow going at first. And so, you know, it's getting over those first few waves. I know this is a weird analogy, but it's like, have you ever, who's seen the movie Castaway? You've seen Tom Hanks out there. The hardest part is getting on that raft and getting past the first swells that you're out there. And those are the first waves of consistency. Yeah, you might do it once, twice, three times, but it's hard to get out there. And the waves get kind of bigger before they, you know, chill out and you're able to get out into open water a little bit. So, you know, consistency is key. And just take it one swell at a time. And
yeah, and like Micah said, you just keep, you know, one thing at a time. And next thing you know, like with this podcast, you look up and you're like, wow, like 138 episodes already. And you just have been consistent. You do it.
It's like, we got to talk about 150. It's like, geez, man.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to us. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Micah, tell them about all the things.
Trash Can Network, at the Trash Can Network. Man, we've got big things coming. We were talking about some things today. Radical, radical big change. Trigger words. We're talking trigger words anyways. Now, at the Trash Can Network, though, over on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're interested in the flying bits, you know, you got the Aviator Society on Instagram as well. And at the Trash Can Network over on YouTube, where we have some of that stuff, but we also have a wide variety. Like, man, I don't know. Do you see what I had or what we were talking about on Facebook the other day, man? We were talking about, do you know coconuts kill more people than sharks every year? We talked about that. Not just that, and we also talked about how, you know, you'll have to go check out the videos. I'm telling you, I'm so tired, I can't even remember. But they're on the videos, and we reported on it, and we talked about it. Man, I even think there was constipation killed more people than sharks every year. You know what? Did you know that?
That's crazy. Isn't it Shark Week this week? Or coming up? Isn't Shark Week coming up?
Potentially, but you know what? Here at the Trash Can Network, we did our own Shark Week. Not really, but we did our own Shark
Videos. Yeah, but we
didn't
have John Cena host it.
Is that who's hosting it this year? Are you sad he's going to retire?
Not sad, but, like, I just hope his retirement is a good retirement. Like, it's time for him to retire, and I saw it coming. I just hope his retirement is a good one.
You know he's going to come out of retirement at some point and do some sort of special event at some point.
I don't know. He said he was going to be done. He said that once he's finished in 2025, like, all in-ring stuff done, he said he might help behind the scenes or, like, be a commentator or something, but he said, like, I'm not going to wrestle, I'm not going to be a guest referee, I'm not going to do anything ring-wise, and I said, okay.
All right, man, well, it's time to take this donut box out of the trash. I'm Micah.
And I'm Chris.
And this has been a Donut Box Podcast.